Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Meet Miss Rock and our very own Steve Miggs today at 4 p.m. at Hector's in downtown Kirkland. Rock Girls are going to be there along with the Miss Rock captain, Kevin Ekret, and the entire CARSTAR team. Yeah, Miss Rock is back. He prizes food, drinks, and more. You want all the info, you know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs. I'm not the producer. Oh, Beat Migs. You're a loser. It is time to Beat Migs. Or is it time to Whack Migs? It's Whack It Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Whack It.
It is Whack It Wednesday, right?
Yes.
All right. Whack It. Whew. This week has been going both fast and slow, if that makes any sense.
No, it really doesn't.
That's a very smart and stupid comment you just made.
See, you know exactly what I'm talking about, Steve.
That makes a lot of sense, especially the second half.
Oh, whatever. Let's just get to our contestant because, yeah, I'm not making any more sense to myself. We got Ray in Tacoma. Ray, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Morning, fellas.
Hey, Ray. Morning, Ray. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Ray, he's playing for a pair of tickets to check out Theory of a Dead Man. They're at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds on Wednesday, August 31st, courtesy of Evergreen State Fair. Go to KISW.com for all the details, and you can get tickets by going to etix.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Ray will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ray, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
What is the name of the purple-haired, one-eyed lady on the animated show Futurama?
Meg?
No.
Pass.
What movie is subtitled The Legend of Ron Burgundy? Ron Burgundy.
Weatherman.
No.
Pass.
A thimble protects what part of the body?
Thumb.
Yes. What relation is your granduncle to your grandfather?
Brother?
Yes. The Battle of the Atlantic was part of what war?
World War II.
Yes. Who was the lead singer of the band No Doubt?
The pass.
The common bottlenose is a species of what marine mammal?
Dolphin.
Yes. If Christmas is on a Sunday this year, what day of the week is New Year's Day on?
Tuesday.
No.
Monday.
No.
Thursday.
No. Who originally hosted the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Regis Philbin?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Not too bad.
Terrible.
Right, a little hard on yourself there, buddy. Yeah, it's not too bad. It's not too good. I was saying earlier, where it's, you know, the days are going fast and they're not going
That means
so
the
fast.
Days are going exactly the way they're supposed to be going. Average.
Yeah, that's exactly how he did. See how it works out?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, everything comes together.
Yeah, no, it doesn't really.
Well, I mean, I'll try to make it work.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen, this is really exciting, but can we play?
All right, cool. Hey, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the name of the purple-haired, one-eyed lady on the animated show Futurama?
Marge.
No.
Cartman.
No.
Homer.
No. What movie is subtitled The Legend of Ron Burgundy?
Anchorman 2. No, just Anchorman.
Yes. Yeah. A thimble protects what part
Thumb.
Of the body? Yes. What relation is your granduncle to your grandfather?
Brother.
Yes. The Battle of the Atlantic was part of what war?
The War of 1812.
No.
Civil War.
No.
World War One.
No. Who was the lead singer of the band No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah. The common bottlenose is a species of what marine mammal?
A bird?
No.
Pelican?
No.
A whale?
No. If Sunday is, if Christmas is on a Sunday this year, what day of the week is New Year's Day on?
Saturday?
No.
Friday?
No.
Monday?
No. Who originally hosted the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Regis Philbin.
Yes. How many vowels are in the word giraffe?
Two.
No.
Three.
Yep, but too late. One, two, three, four, five. It's a tie.
Wow.
Holy smoke.
I am surprised at
Damn
that
it.
One. Yeah. Well, Ray, congratulations. A tie gets you the tickets.
Thank you very much. Good game, Steve.
You too, sir.
All right, there you go. Actually, it was an average game, boys.
Yeah.
I think we did great.
You can't do great if you only get half right.
Yeah. I mean, together
they
did.
If you only hit half of the – if you get hits in only half of the pitches that you get, that's a really good average.
You almost got
baseball.
There.
No, if you if listen, in baseball, yeah, you would be a billionaire if you if you could hit like that.
Right. That's kind of like beat Migs.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, totally. Beat Migs is totally like baseball.
Yeah.
Sure. The name of the purple-haired, one-eyed lady on the animated show Futurama.
Vicky, do you know this?
Leela.
Leela.
As a matter of fact, Uncle Chris says you can even go for the bonus by saying Taranga Leela.
Oh.
Well, that's your first name, yeah.
Well, if you got that, congratulations.
I know. All I was going to say was Katie Seagal. That's all I could think of. It was like, I can't remember, you know.
She does her voice, so
she does the voice.
The Battle of the Atlantic was World War II. You danced all around that one, Steve.
Damn it.
And then if Christmas is on a Sunday this year, what day of the week is New Year's Day on?
Vicky knows this.
Both of you guys danced
all
around it.
It's on a Sunday.
It. Yep.
Yeah, it's always the same day as Christmas, New Year's Day.
It's a week away.
Learn something new today that I'll forget later on this afternoon.
That's very true.
And then the common bottlenose is a species of dolphin. Ray got that one.
Correct? Come on, Steve.
So, come on, Steve. Why don't you know that?
Damn it.
Congratulations to Ray on tying Steve and thus winning the prize.
Yeah, a tie is all it takes, or beating Steve is always fun too, because that way he really feels badly about it, and we love that. And you get a prize. You have another shot coming up tomorrow morning at this time, or later on this morning at 8:47. Beat Migs. Don't forget the online on-demand version. You can play that anytime. That's a lot of fun for you. The kids love playing it too. Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. All right, Steve. The Prodigy and I were at the ball game on Monday. We're going to go again on Thursday. We walked by a great stand. It was a grilled cheese stand. Just grilled cheese and beer. It was pretty interesting. I was like, man, I might have to try that.
Nice.
Yeah, we usually do pizza, but I think maybe Thursday we might have to give that a shot. And you know what? I'll tell you this. You got to make sure you do it right. Otherwise, you're going to piss off certain people, including this dude in Georgia. He went crazy on his wife because she made his grilled cheese a little too cheesy.
That's the whole point.
I know. How do you make a grilled cheese sandwich too cheesy?
Look, I get if it was only used like one slice of cheese, then yeah, he has every right to be pissed.
Yeah, not cheesy enough.
Like when I was in Richmond, British Columbia, we had lunch at there's a little shop at the rink that had really good food, and they had a gooey grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
And it was like, I mean, just a ridiculous amount of cheese in it. And it also had, and I never had this before, and it blew my mind. It only makes sense because I usually get grilled cheese and I'll dip it in like tomato soup.
Yeah.
But I never thought about putting ketchup on your grilled cheese sandwich. It had a layer of smoked ketchup.
Smoked ketchup?
Oh, my goodness.
See, that's a little different than regular ketchup. I think I can get into that.
I'm thinking that regular ketchup's probably pretty good, too.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm not going to argue the regular ketchup, but see, the smoked?
Yeah.
I love that. That's a nice touch.
Oh, dude, it was amazing.
Smoked ketchup. Man, I want some. Well, how about this dude? First of all, he's got a wife that's willing to make him stuff. Like, at that point, come on, dude. Be happy that she's cooking for you. So he's 55. She's 51. She made him a grilled cheese sandwich in Atlanta, in the Georgia area. But she used three pieces of cheese instead of the two like he was used to. That made the sandwich too cheesy for him, which is insane.
Why would you get mad about a grilled cheese sandwich being too cheesy?
So this,
like, you're a dumbass.
Yeah, he's a dumbass. He started shouting at her, spitting at her. Of course...
Sheesh.
She says he has a history of being violent, so she had their 9-year-old daughter call the cops, and she wasn't as she was doing it. James ripped the phone out of the wall, and he's a genius. Let's just say that.
I said, obviously, put him behind bars, but keep him behind bars, and the only meal he can eat is a 3-cheese grilled cheese sandwich.
Exactly.
You don't like it? Get used to it.
Damn it! I see. I'm with you on that, but I don't think he deserves it. He should get the 1 cheese.
But,
he's an idiot for not knowing that 3 cheese is amazing.
Oh, man. I want a grilled cheese sandwich.
I know, man. I got to tell you, though, dude, when someone has a history of this stuff, I know it's tough. But they either, A, you got to force them into something, or B, get the hell out. I mean, you got a 9-year-old? Come on.
Dude, I'd appreciate a grilled cheese sandwich.
I want a grilled cheese sandwich. You know, is that our thing? I mean, you got the fish sandwich on the men's room. Do we have a grilled cheese? Can I get a grilled cheese sandwich? I mean, man, I'm with you, Steve. I want one.
I always like see it on menus, and it's always like, my first instinct is, why do I want to waste my order on just a grilled cheese sandwich? But then I'm like, if they're putting it on the menu, there's got to be something pretty spectacular about that grilled cheese sandwich. Otherwise, why do you have it on the menu?
Well, that's why if it says Beecher's, I'm doing it.
Oh, for sure.
I am doing it. And
Doofers in Renton, I love that bar. It's just the best bar food. In my opinion, one of the best like dive bar foods you'll ever have. Like Triple D should do a feature on this place. It's right by the Castle Ice or Snow King Ice Arena.
Another place for me to get to. Doofers, I like this.
Especially in March, I do Burger Month. Like March Madness.
Yeah.
And then there are all these ridiculous burgers that they make, but they have a grilled cheese sandwich that's just phenomenal.
I was going to say, they better have a grilled cheese sandwich because you set this whole thing up.
And
Burger Month. You know what they have? No, they don't have a grilled cheese sandwich.
No, I don't know why would they have a grilled cheese sandwich? Why would you ask such a silly question?
Why would that be? So you're saying Doofers, good grilled cheese?
And everything else.
All right. Where's this again, Doofers?
It's in Renton.
Oh, Renton. That's not too far from me.
No, it's not far at all.
I can get there. How about you take me to Doofers? That we should go to Doofers sometime for lunch.
All right.
Okay, I like this. I like this plan.
I don't need an excuse to go to Doofers. Maybe I'll even go with you. That's how much I love that place.
How about this? How about instead of the breakfast, how about you take us to Doofers?
No.
Listen, we have the bet on the Mariners-Red Sox series. So far, it's 1-1.
Yeah, but breakfast is like a couple bucks per person. Going to lunch and treating everybody to lunch is at least like a $7 or $8 meal per person.
Jeez, you're right. You can't do it, huh?
No, I didn't make the bet thinking that I was going to do that.
What if I pick up the slack? Like whatever breakfast would have been, I'll pay the rest.
All right, I'll pay up to $20.
That's fair. I guess that's right because I don't think I think our breakfasts go more than 20.
Well, not when I pay.
Of course not. Yeah, don't our breakfast, Vicky, go more than 20? When we buy for the whole show?
Well, yeah, that's just because there's a lot of us.
Yeah, so
where do they go for on average?
I want to say like over 25 at least.
Yeah, I'll go up to 25.
All right. So if the Mariners and the Red Sox split this series,
right,
which I think is going to happen, to be honest, then you're going to do this. If they lose the series, you're going to do this.
Yes.
Okay. All right. But wait a minute. You wouldn't go double or nothing, which means you would have had to pay $50 for breakfast. Remember that was the deal?
But I haven't. I'm not yet guaranteed to do that. If I lose.
You'll pay the whole Doofers.
No, I'll pay up to 50.
All right, up to 50. That's fair.
There's no way we're going to get under $50, all of us.
All right, I'll go for that.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not here to be taken advantage of. I'm smarter than your average bear.
I'm not trying to take advantage of you. I'm just trying to make sure that you'll pay the full deal. I don't want to get taken advantage of. Next thing I know, I'm buying food and I won the bet. And I'll be like, how'd that happen?
Texter says Doofers grilled cheese, amazing. Okay. Also, their breakfast, amazing.
All right. I think should we do the Doofers challenge, which there isn't one?
Just all of us go eat and just eat a bunch of food from Doofers?
And we'll go, can we get this grilled cheese down? Yeah, we could because it's delicious. All right.
How about texting us, Steve, you're a cheap ass. Yes.
Yes, he is. I agree with that texter. That texter knows what they're talking about.
Financially responsible.
If that texter ran for president, I'd vote for that texter because they know what they're talking about. They're straight shooter. All right. We got a well-known celebrity that says getting arrested was the best thing that could have happened to her. I'll tell you who said this at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Winona Ryder is knocking it out of the park in the new Netflix show Stranger Things, which is the big hit on Netflix. It seems like, man, Netflix puts out stuff and it just people go crazy. Last year, Sense8 was the one that all of us were going nuts over on Netflix, I think. And Daredevil also was popular last year. That was the first time that came out. And now Stranger Things, people are digging it, man. Sort of like a cross between the Goonies and the X-Files.
I need to watch this. It does sound awesome.
Dude, it is. The kids are great. It'll take you back to your childhood. It really, really will. It took me a while to watch it, too. Sarah and I plan to do some binge watching of it today because we're doing it together. And Rev is so pissed because Rev's like, I've seen it all and I want to talk with somebody about this. And he can't because none of us are caught up to him.
And plus, I mean, she just still looks, she looks really good.
Well, she looks bad in the show, which is great. I love that they have her made up to be just a mess.
Okay, I'm basing on like some pictures I've seen recently, and it's like she's still a smoke show.
But Winona, I have a lot of love for Winona Ryder. I've loved a lot of stuff that she's been in. She's Spock's mom. How can you hate on Spock's mom? And she, of course, back in December of 2001, man, I can't believe it was over 15 years ago, she was arrested for shoplifting at a Saks Fifth Ave.
That's right. She did have kind of like her little period of being just a little bit of a mess.
Yeah.
She was like a klepto.
Yeah, that was the thing, because she had cash. She didn't need to steal anything, but she had that whole kleptomania thing. And now she says that getting arrested then was a blessing in disguise as it gave her a break. She said, quote, psychologically, I must have been at a place where I just wanted to stop. It allowed me time that I really needed, where I went back to San Francisco and got back into things that I just had other interests, frankly. It's like she paused and I don't know what she was going to get back into those other things, you know, like, I don't know. Chopping up animals, maybe? I don't know.
Had some people locked up in the basement. I needed to focus my attention on them.
Yeah.
It's got to be a weird thing to have a conversation about. Like, hey, tell us about your klepto days.
And, you know, it's like, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme getting pissed off at the same questions being asked about things that happened years ago. And she's going to have to answer that probably for a long time.
The funny thing is, like, I would have forgot if someone didn't bring it up. Like, I just, it's been so long, and I just, like, whatever. You got busted for stealing stuff 15 years ago. Why do I need to ask you about that now?
I know. It is interesting, Steve. It's like the only thing people care about. And really, you know, what she's doing on this show, her character and everything, it's really, she's doing a good job. And the show is a really popular show on Netflix. But yeah, people still care about it. And at least she gives a good response. She gets it. Jean-Claude doesn't get it. It's like, look, dude, it's part of your history. If you want publicity, you're going to have to answer these questions. You got to be cool about it.
And even if you don't, I mean, look, I don't disagree with being annoyed. But you got to, like you said, I mean, you know you're walking into an interview. There's a very good chance it's going to be brought up. At least have some kind of a stock answer that kind of leads the person off of that direction.
And I like how she's like, it was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
How about that? You know, I mean, her getting, I mean, because it was. You're just like, what? Winona Ryder did what?
I mean, maybe it just helped, like, you know, she needed a little bit of, like she said, she got a little bit of a break because I felt like she'd kind of dipped out after that. And maybe this crap, this world of being a celebrity was driving her insane. I mean, hell. I don't know how I would feel if a band wrote a song about my big brown beaver.
That would be, but your extraordinarily large nipples, though, would be your song.
Yeah, I wonder what Primus would write about with me.
Oh, yeah, it would be about your nipples.
Steve's got large nipples.
Oh, he does.
Larger than a half dollar.
Yeah, there you go. You've got it half done. They'll probably let you even write the lyrics for him.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So Winona Ryder says, yeah, her shoplifting arrest was a blessing in disguise. So based on this, when did something bad happen? But in hindsight, it was a blessing in disguise. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. We'll take your calls and texts after AC/DC on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW. It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Winona Ryder, man, says that her shoplifting arrest was a blessing in disguise based on this. When did something bad happen? In hindsight, though, you thought it was a blessing in disguise. Let's go to Mike in Spanaway. Mike, you are on The Rock.
Hey, hoorah. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, buddy? What you got?
When I was in the Marine Corps, I was living in Okinawa, Japan with my wife. We got pregnant with our first son, and before he was born, he was diagnosed with gastroschisis.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
That's when there's a hole in your belly and your insides come outside.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Now I know what that is. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he was. So we had to get medevac from Okinawa, Japan to California to San Diego, and we had about a month. From the time we found out, hey, we got to go, to the time we were on the ground in California.
So what was the blessing in disguise for you?
Well, we're both my wife and I are from up here in Washington, and living in Okinawa, there was like an 18 to 19 hour time difference, and we didn't have any of our friends and family over in Japan with us. And it was a lot harder to contact anyone, and it's like an $1,800 ticket, plane ticket for to come home and visit.
Damn.
So living in California, we were a lot closer. We're all in the same time zone. We were able to go visit each other for a lot less money. It wound up being better for everybody.
Dude, well, I mean, I'm glad there was a silver lining in that for you, man. It's because it is, that is tough when you, especially if you're going through a big challenge. Appreciate the call. And your family is so far away.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine being that far and having that. Like you said, like you can't just be like, hey, can you get on a plane and help us out? All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
I mean, I felt like I was always a little distant from the family, just have living different places in our own country. But to be 18-hour time difference like that, damn.
Well, this person says via text at 77999, when I got fired from Walmart, I thought I was going to end up homeless. But a week later, I got a job at an armored truck company, and I make almost double of what I was making there. That's awesome.
I've always said that to somebody. Take a look at how much money you're making, and like, can you duplicate that anywhere else? Because, I mean, usually, if you work in any sort of retail position, you can get another retail position because they're all paying about the same.
Yeah.
Unless you've really spent a lot of time advancing within the company. I mean, I know there are some people in retail that can make six figures if they get that high in the company.
I know for me, that was the same kind of thing, though, when I was working at one radio station that's no longer around anymore. It was called K-Rock, and we got fired.
Oh, yeah.
We were there for a year. They promised us the world. Nothing happened, and it wasn't successful on any level. And I remember walking into that office, getting fired, and just being like, what the hell am I going to do now? And it was like 8 months later, got hooked up with you, and I hate to say this, but like that was the best thing that ever happened, was getting away
you
from
you. Bet it
old...
was, buddy.
Oh, never mind. You know what? That was the worst thing. I'm still waiting for the blessing in that one. It changed my mind.
About time you recognize.
Working with Rev, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
That was the blessing
that's
in disguise. I got to work with the Rev.
Wow, that's a hell of a blessing right
there.
It
has nothing to do with you.
All right, let me talk to Julie. Let's go to Julie in Des Moines. Julie, you're on the Rock. What was your blessing in disguise?
Good morning. I wish my blessing was as touching as the first caller, but I got a lot of parking tickets when I lived in the city of Tacoma about 10 years ago, and they took my license from me. And I was working in Issaquah at the time, and that wasn't quite the blessing because I thought I was above the law, and I still drove with no license to Issaquah every day.
Of course you did.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Are you Steve's sister? Because Steve's the same way when it comes to driving. He thinks he's above the law.
Yeah, so I got pulled over one day on my way to work. They put me in handcuffs and impounded my car. Yeah, they don't mess around in Issaquah. They impounded my car, and so I had to take the bus from Tacoma to Issaquah for about 10 months. And the blessing was that I got a lot of time to sit on those stinky buses and think about how and why I'm going to pay every single parking ticket I ever get for the rest of my life.
How about that? Look at that, Julie. So that was the blessing, is that you appreciated the privilege of driving and realized, I don't want to be on that bus.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be like to not be able to drive.
It's tough around here. I mean, it really, really is. I appreciate the call, Julie. It really, really is tough. And I think they're trying to make a difference with light rail. Some people are just saying, no, this is an antiquated thing. They should try something different. But
they've been trying to get light rail since the movie Singles, man.
I know, dude. But there's nothing more convenient to be able to basically hop in your car and go where you got to go. Even with our traffic, it still takes less time than trying to bus your way anywhere.
We got a text on, my ex-husband left me for another woman, but I met the man of my dreams after that.
Really?
See, I always say that. Like, whenever anyone's relationship, if you get dumped, I'm like, all that. For me, anytime I've ended a relationship, either by my choice or their choice, the next person I was with was remarkably better than the one I was with before. So it's just like slowly but surely, like, the standards kept getting raised because I was like, I don't want to deal with that kind of crap ever again. So all of a sudden, my mind was like, okay, well, you don't accept that kind of crap. And that's where I end up where I am.
It is so cool to look back on moments that are really, really bad. I mean, my dad, I tell you, man, we fought a lot. And I remember that he wanted me to go to college, but he wouldn't buy me a car. And I'm like, dude, how do you expect me to get to college? And he's like, well, you're going to have to figure it out. And I go, I'm going to have to figure out something that I don't want to do. I go, yeah, that's it. Yeah, I get if I should have to figure out that when I want to do something, and you go, all right, well, go figure it out. But I don't want to go to college. You want me to go to college, so you should get me the car to go. I'm not.
That is funny. It's like, figure out how to be more. You're already going to be inconvenienced. Now you got to figure out how to deal with that inconvenience.
But if he didn't do that, I don't find a way to get a ride with a dude whose girlfriend ended up being my wife.
Crazy.
Dude, I mean, Sarah's right over there standing there. She wouldn't be here if my dad bought me a car. Like, how crazy is that? She wouldn't be here. I would never have met my wife because there would have been no reason for me to meet her.
And then sadly, all the rockaholics would be without Sarah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about
that. I'm curious
that.
What...
I don't want to talk to her. Blessings
yes,
usually probably revolve around her being a bad child.
Dude, going to prison.
Actually, yeah, I have to thank my father, really.
Oh, really? For what?
I have to thank my father.
For letting you live rent-free? Yeah, you're welcome.
Actually, yes, thank you every day.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I have to thank him for telling the guy I was really madly in love with to dump me, really. I mean, that's the blessing in disguise. Now I look years later, and I just figured out he's back in jail.
Back
in jail. But before that,
Wow.
Impregnated his current girlfriend.
That could have been you.
That could have been me.
We remember your track record.
Yeah, we do. And honestly, I look at those sonograms, and I think my dumb self, if he had done that with me, I probably would have been like, oh, I'm going to keep it, and we're going to be together forever. This is how we'll be attached.
Yeah.
So, yeah, after seeing that, yeah, thank you, Father. Blessing in disguise.
See that, huh? She was pissed when I told him dump her.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
My child would be 5 now. Isn't that trippy?
Yeah, that would be really,
wow.
really trippy.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
wow.
Then just in 5-10 more years after that, we'd have then another member of your family working on the show.
That's a good point.
Yes.
Because none of
my kids, will do anything for themselves. You know, I got to employ all of them.
That would be so cute.
Weird. Though.
Yeah, weird.
Back in jail. He's a baby daddy.
On the way.
You know, I got to tell you something too, though, man. I got to give the guy credit though, because he manned up, and because I had a heart to heart, and I said, look, man, you can't get your life together. You can't ask a woman to spend your life with you. You go, we dig you. You're a cool dude, but look at you. If you really love my daughter, you can't be with her because you can't get your act together. But I got to say, man, I met this dude and his parents and the whole situation. And really, kids are the product of their parenting.
He's dealt a bad hand.
Yeah, he was dealt a really bad hand because he's got a good heart. He's a good dude. But unfortunately, a lot of just, you know, his life circumstances, hard to overcome. And, you know, I look at the parenting. And I have to say, when I looked at the parents, it's like, you know what? You're kind of a mess as a parent. You can't explain your kid to be any better off than you because you're a mess of a parent.
But he is a mess of a human being as himself, too. Like,
well, I get it, but that's because, you know, your parents got to be better than
you. You could have fixed it, Sarah.
Yeah, you couldn't have fixed
it. You could have been the woman that fixed him.
I was trying. Yeah. When I visited him in jail, I was giving him all my pep talks.
It ain't going to work.
Didn't work, obviously.
Jailhouse Rock. All right, well, I have a question. Actually, I don't know. Actually, I do. This dude, right? You know, man, a lot of talk about the world of the dental world. A lot of things going on. Is flossing right? Is it wrong? Does a dental mouth guard cause your junk to shrink?
What?
Oh, yeah. The dentist word's honest. It's been turned on its tooth. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about this guy that says, yeah, his dental mouth guard, he says, caused his junk to shrink.
Spit that retainer out, kids.
Tell you all about it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.